Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's been a busy show. We've had an NFL agent on to talk about cutdown day tomorrow. Talk to Chris Russell about whether or not the Redskins will keep Nate Sudfeld. John Lazor on Virginia Tech football. Houston Nutt on the rest of the college landscape this weekend. If you missed any of those interviews, go to grantanddanny.com/audio. That's grantanddanny.com/audio. It is time to try to form this 53-man roster.
There's one last segment of the week, and I went ahead and botched it. That's my first one
you
of the
so
week.
Close.
I spoke with my mic off because I was sitting there formulating the roster. Now, what I'm doing is calling what they're going to do, and I think they're going to make a mistake.
This is my roster.
So my roster includes a guy they just cut. So mine includes Will Blackman. Theirs doesn't. So we already know that that's not the way that's going to do it. So I'm calling my shot as to what the Redskins are going to do here.
I'm going to give you my roster and assume it's theirs, if that makes any sense.
It makes perfect sense to me.
So let's go offense first. And I'll just let you know, I got to the end of this and I had 52 players, so I get to add a 53rd at the very end.
Oh, nice.
I went 24 on offense. I went two quarterbacks. Sudfeld out. I got Cousins and McCoy in.
They keep three. They make the mistake.
You got all three.
Yep.
I got four running backs. Running backs mean that Rob Kelly, Chris Thompson, Samaje Perine, and Mac Brown are all on the roster.
Agreed.
Matt Jones gets cut because they're not able to trade him, I'm guessing.
Agreed.
I got four tight ends. I don't think you can keep five. That's Reed, Davis, Paul, and fifth-round pick Jeremy Sprinkle.
I got the same.
I've got six wide receivers. Pryor, Doxson, Crowder, Grant, Quick, Hurt. Harris, rather.
Maurice, I was going to say, yeah. Who's
Maurice Hurt is a former offensive lineman who was terrible. Maurice Harris is a wide receiver. He is in.
That is who I've got as well. I think Robert Davis, practice squad, and they'll try to sneak Hazel on the practice squad, but somebody's going to sign him, I bet.
I've got eight offensive linemen then.
So do I.
Which gets me to 24 offense. You've got 25 offense with the quarterback Sudfeld. The eight offensive linemen, I'm guessing, are the same, which would be Williams, Laval, Long, Sheriff Moses, five. Then you've got Tyon Secchi, six, Chase Roullier, seven, and probably Kyle Kalis, eight. Not Ariquanjo. Is that how you got it?
That's what I got.
Okay, very good. Eight offensive linemen. So then I've got 24-0, you got 25-0. Because the only difference is you have Sudfeld in, I don't.
Then I've got Sudfeld in, because again, I think it's a mistake, and that's what they're going to do. Make
right.
a mistake.
I got six cornerbacks. I think cutting Will Blackman means Josh Holsey makes the roster. So, Breland Dunbar, Norman Fuller, Morrow, and Holsey are my six cornerbacks.
That is a mirror image of what I have.
Okay, safety. I've got four safeties with Blackman out now. I've got Cravens, Swearinger, Everett, and Monte Nicholson. I don't keep a fifth with D'Angelo Hall on the pup.
So I think that's where they are going to go here. So it's going to be Swearinger, Cravens, Everett, Nicholson. I would have kept a fifth. This is where I would have done this differently because I don't trust Cravens' health. I would have kept Will Blackman, at least at the outset, because I don't know that Cravens will be fine.
Linebacker, I've got nine.
I've got four inside, five outside. Mine includes Chris Carter.
Agreed. So you've got Kerrigan, Compton, Foster, Smith, Gallette, Spate, Brown, Anderson, and then Chris Carter.
Yes.
That means we both have Josh Harvey Clemens out.
Yes, I've got him on my
right
practice
now.
Squad.
Now remember, I've only got 52 players, so I can add a 53rd here in a second. I've got six defensive linemen in.
This is where they've made their mistake, and they're going to put six guys in here, I think.
So you've got Ziggy Hood, Stacey McGee, Terrell McClain, Jonathan Allen, Matt Ioannidis, and who?
Anthony Lanier, I think, makes it. I think they're gonna cut Francis and Embu.
So no Francis or Embu. Okay. So that's the sixth I have as well. Now I need to add a seventh defensive lineman or a tenth linebacker. So my question comes down to, do I add Francis or Embu or do I add a guy like Harvey Clemens who could play special teams as a seventh-round pick? And I think I would add, because of the Phil Taylor injury, a true nose, I will say I'll keep A.J. Francis on the roster as my seventh defensive lineman and as my 53rd guy. And so then I'll have 70 linemen, and it'll tally up to 53 overall.
That's what I would do, and that's what they won't do. That's where the mistake is going to be made, is they're not going to keep the seventh defensive lineman, I think.
So then our difference is I kept one extra D lineman, and you kept Nate Sudfeld.
Yep.
That's the only difference on the rosters we just built.
Pretty much. Again, I would rather have an NFL football player instead of this break glass in case of emergency, but it's still an emergency, horrendous situation of keeping a third quarterback, which is the biggest waste of a roster spot in the history of sport. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. And I really believe they're going to make the stupid mistake because this is a case. You have to deal with this. And I talked about this during the break. I waved my arms around and was frantic. If you want to deal with me, you want to have me in your employ, you've got to deal with someone that's neurotic, that's a little bit crazy, that yells all the time. You want to deal with Grant, you got to deal with food stuff. You want to deal with Chad, you got to deal with the crazy person. You want to deal with Eric Pickle, you got to have the studio at 97 degrees because he's a reptile. You want to deal with Jason, you got to know he's going to leave at 9:56 every morning. You want to deal with guys, you got to deal with all their quirks. You want to deal with an NFL head coach that thinks their offense is the greatest? You got to deal with Ryan Grant, and you got to deal with some third project quarterback because they want to show you their system is so good and so amazing that anybody can be taught to run it. A glorified chimpanzee can be taught to run their offense. That's why Nate Sudfeld will stay. It's glaring and it's dumb, but I know it's going to happen, and I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong, too. I think that this year is different. I think McLuhan was a big Sudfeld guy. I believe McLuhan last year advocated big for him more than the coaching staff did. Now, we'll see if the proof's in the pudding, because if he's not on the roster, then I'll have more merit to my point. A couple of things on the way out here. The Players Association's request is being processed as they've ordered to block a ban of Ezekiel Elliott. We told you earlier, the update in this situation is that the only person who supposedly talked to Tiffany Thompson, his ex-girlfriend, the only person who talked to her told the league, who works for the National Football League, we should not suspend this guy. And they told the person who's in charge of domestic violence cases, but apparently that didn't get all the way to Roger Goodell. The league is vehemently denying that.
So the NFLPA is basically trying to poke holes, and it's their job, in the due process here, in the NFL, which, again, is not an investigative body. They are an organization that is about football. They don't know how to handle this. We've seen it time after time, whether it was the Ray Rice botching, whether it was the Adrian Peterson sort of stumbling over themselves, everything from Deflategate to Josh Brown to Greg Hardy. They have not done it right. They're not doing it right again. The difference is this time a witness spoke to them, and so now they're trying to, come down hard on domestic violence, which is good in theory, bad in practice. This is going to lead to a long legal fight. I really don't think we're anywhere near the end of this.
Sounds like it. Le'Veon Bell back to work. The Steelers running back has shown up at the team's facility today. I guess to put pen to paper and get back to work signing his franchise tag tender. He'll make $12.1 million this season. Now we'll start to prepare for the season opener, which is September 10th against Cleveland. So as predicted, he told someone on Twitter he was showing up September 1st. Today's September 1st.
Man of his word.
He did it. Averaged 157 yards from scrimmage per game last season. Third best for a running back in the history of the NFL. He's a special weapon and a great player going first or second overall in most fantasy drafts. He's an elite talent. He just waited till the end of training camp, got through the worst month of the job without having to show up, and now he just says, hey guys, I'm back. And he gets to come be the hero.
Must be nice. Must be nice to be able to skip that sort of stuff.
If you missed, Andy Ross, an NFL agent. Chris Russell of 106.7, the fan who's on next. John Lazor, who calls Virginia Tech games. Or former college coach Houston Nutt. Go to grantanddanny.com/audio. Keep it here for Russell in for Chad next.
Grant, Brandon, Thom, Danny, have a good weekend, everybody. CDVTW is up next. Boop.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.